How is your eyesight today? All the first readings for the Sundays in Lent show us how God was preparing for the salvation of the human race, step by step. Today's reading from the Old Testament, Samuel's anointing of David, was one of the milestones. This reading also connects to the Gospel. It's basically a story of how people who have physical sight may lack spiritual sight. The Israelites were looking for a likely candidate to be their king that they desperately wanted. They easily overlooked the best of them all. Our psalm, "The Lord is My Shepherd," is arguably the most popular psalm. In it, David paints an idyllic picture of the shepherd and his peaceful sheep. The shepherd acknowledges that the Lord is his shepherd. The phrase, "You anoint my head with oil," has direct connection to the use of holy oils in the initiation sacramental rites. Paul's letter to the Ephesians has a strong link to the theme of John's Gospel as well. Whereas the Gospel tells of a man born blind, Paul talks of a people born blind, but who are now able to see with the eyes of faith. In our Gospel, Jesus gives sight to a man born blind. But that's not even half the story. The miracle actually happens quickly in the early verses, and the rest of the story explores the effects that this miracle has on his family, his acquaintances, as well as the very person born blind. John wants us to understand the differences between physical blindness and spiritual blindness. The story also connects with the history in the opening verse of Amazing Grace. "I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see." Like last week's Gospel, John's story has a long history in our faith, associated with the catechumenate, those people who are preparing for full initiation in the Church. From our earliest times, as the catechumens made their final preparations for baptism, they experienced scrutiny rites intended to drive out whatever kept them from Christ and to strengthen their resolve to follow Him. Even today, it strengthens our elect who are preparing for their baptism. And it reminds us who are already baptized that following Christ means removing our own blindness. In the Way of the Cross booklet we regularly use to celebrate the Stations of the Cross, the prayer at the third station concludes, "Strengthen us in our baptismal resolutions, by which we renounce sin and Satan, that through the passion of this life's sufferings, we might rise to a new life of joyful service, free of all selfishness." By now in Lent on this fourth Sunday, Lateri Sunday, with especially these extraordinary circumstances upon us, we're painfully aware of our weaknesses, our dependencies, our addictions, and our sin. Some of us may not have yet asked for the healing that Lent offers. Let Jesus' loving gaze transform your heart. Let Him heal your blindness so that you can see the world through His eyes, so that you too can proclaim, "Yes, Lord, I do believe." We are all coming to grips with the many cancellations and restrictions put in place to combat the spread and the impact of this virus. But in this season of springtime and renewal, let us also take great comfort that God's grace and gifts still abound. Going outdoors into His creation, not canceled. Listening and singing along with music, not canceled. Being with family, not canceled. Calling and writing friends, not canceled. Laughing, not canceled. Reading His Word, not canceled. Praying, not canceled. And hope for the future, not canceled. How is your eyesight today?